About 2,000 years ago, Israel was conquered by a Syrian king. He declared all religions except his own illegal. This is the story of a courageous people who struggled not only for the right to worship their own God, but for everyone's right to make their own choices.
A chapter from history of the Jews who lived in Israel and their fight to be free.
It's the story of the Jewish people who lived back when the only Jewish temple stood in Jerusalem.
The temple was large, the temple was old,
treasures inside of silver and gold.
The five books of Moses and the eternal light,
and a golden menorah burning bright. The Jews would worship no one. They followed God's command.
Their faith was more important than money or land.
His name.
His troops attacked Israel and the temple so old,
and they took all the treasures of silver and gold.
With the five books of Moses and the eternal light,
they stole the menorah on that horrible night. And cries came forth from every Jew.
In the village of Modi, there lived a man named Mattathias. He and his five children farmed their land and followed the customs of the Jewish people. When Antiochus violated the Holy Temple, Mattathias rose up in anger. He turned to the people and shouted, "All who believe in the law and the covenant, follow me!" Fleeing to the hills, they prepared to meet the invading army. As the enemy approached, Mattathias spoke to his people.
Look out across the land, there's a fire somewhere burning. Inside the heart of a people that dreams of returning to their one holy God in the heavens, one God alone. The only God we will bow to, not man or stone.
Antiochus, our temple you've taken, the sacred ark and the Torah's inside.
But look again, 'cause you might be mistaken if you think you've won.
That the battle is done.
Well, I'm sorry, Your Highness, but we're still alive.
One of Mattathias' children was Judah. He was called the Maccabee, the Hammer of God, because he was the strongest and cleverest of all the people. Chosen to lead them into battle, Judah spoke these words.
Now listen, children of Israel, our fight is beginning. just a handful among us. Our chances of winning are not good, but we'll fight for the freedom that so many have lost. We must defeat King Antiochus, whatever the cost.
So stand up tall and believe what we're saying. Don't give up yet, because we might not lose. It's a much higher law that we are obeying.
For each family
and all humanity,
we will never surrender our freedom to choose. Look out across the land, there's a fire somewhere burning inside the heart of the people that dreams of returning to their one holy God in the heavens, one God alone.
The only God we will bow to,
not man or stone. The only God we will bow to.
The enemy troops were in sight.
Came forth